On a sunny afternoon, you are babysitting for two boys who love wagon rides. You soon find that they enjoy the ride most if you accelerate quickly. They shout, "Faster, faster," and after a few minutes, you sit down in the wagon to catch your breath. The smaller boy takes a turn pulling, but finds that he can't make the wagon accelerate nearly as fast as you can. How is the acceleration of the wagon related to the force pulling it? How is the acceleration related to the mass of the wagon? Newton's second law of motion. Newton's second law of motion explains how force, mass, and acceleration are related. The net force on an object is equal to the product of its acceleration and its mass. The relationship among the quantities force, mass, and acceleration can be written in one equation. Force equals mass times acceleration. People often refer to this equation itself as Newton's second law of motion. As with any equation, you must pay attention to the units of measurement. When acceleration is measured in meters per second per second, meters per second squared, and mass is measured in kilograms, force is measured in kilograms times meters per second per second. This long unit is sometimes called the Newton, in honor of Isaac Newton. One Newton equals the force required to accelerate 1 kilogram of mass at 1 meter per second per second. One Newton equals 1 kilogram times 1 meter per second squared. A student might have a mass of 40 kilograms. Suppose she is walking and accelerates at 1 meter per second squared. You can easily find the force she exerts by substituting mass and acceleration into the equation. You find that 40 kilograms times 1 meter per second squared is 40 newtons. Sometimes you may want to write the relationship among acceleration, force, and mass in a different form. Acceleration equals force divided by mass. This form is found by rearranging the equation for Newton's second law. Changes in force and mass. How can you increase the acceleration of the wagon? Look again at the equation for acceleration. Acceleration equals force divided by mass. One way to increase acceleration is by changing the force. According to the equation, acceleration and force change in the same way. An increase in force causes an increase in acceleration. So, to increase the acceleration of the wagon, you could increase the force you use to pull it. You can pull harder. Another way to increase acceleration is to change the mass. According to the equation, acceleration and mass change in opposite ways. This means that an increase in mass causes a decrease in acceleration. It also means that a decrease in mass causes an increase in acceleration. So, to increase the acceleration of the wagon, you can decrease its mass. Instead of you, the boys should ride in the wagon.